The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and we're with you on this Thursday, 17 November 2016. And if you're wondering why I wasn't around yesterday, we had our board op here through a very weird accident break two bones in his right leg. And that was the tibia and the fibula. Fibula? Yeah. Did a job on it, at any rate. He wasn't able to make it in, and nobody could come in and cover for that shift. So I wasn't here yesterday. And neither was Mike Rivero or the Trump phenomenon or anything else. But he's back here today in pain. Are you on painkillers? Okay, I'll make allowance for that. If this is the Thursday of the month, it must be Gerald Celente. Hello, Gerald.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
how about you?
I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure. I am happy, but I am sad. I'm happy that the communist/socialist Hillary didn't get in. And I'm scratching my head and watching Donald Trump and who he's bringing in to his cabinet. And I see Kissinger, yes, the vampire bat that's been hanging around every presidency since the 70s. I'm seeing this creature in and around the White House. So, like I said, I'm happy, but I'm a little sad.
Well, as far as, you know, the names that they're throwing out as to who's going on, you know, this is a lot of fake news. And you, as you well know, I'm no Trump fan. And I'm, like you, I'm delighted Hillary lost. And all these liberals moaning and groaning that their murderer-in-chief didn't get elected. What disgusting people they are, all the nation, all these people. The nation's in mourning. That's their cover, mourn. And what, mourn? What, you didn't get your murderer in, and that you're mourning that? So on the Trump end, we're getting a lot of fake news. There's nothing, as a matter of fact, I was just corresponding with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who you well know,
mm-hmm.
And that's his impression as well. As a matter of fact, it is his impression. And so it remains to be seen what will happen. On the other avenues with the markets, and we've been, you know, really very closely looking into this, there's no reason for the markets to be spiking like this. When you look at a stimulus program, it's really not much bigger than Obama's was back in 2009, his fiscal stimulus. Obama had $831 billion, and Trump is talking about a trillion. And this is an all-in-one shot, you know, spread over years. And the other issues are bank deregulation, so what? You're going to give them more opportunity to steal from us? So there's really no reasons for the markets to be going the way they are, and it's on high speculation as we see it. And when you really go back, the market got it all wrong because on the Friday before Election Day, Comey, the FBI guy, said that they were going to drop charges, right, against Hillary.
Yeah.
And then on Monday, the markets opened up 371 points. It was a big spike on the belief that Clinton would win. And then, of course, Election Eve, the markets, the futures tanked 800 points on the belief that Trump would win, and gold prices spiked over $50 an ounce, and then everything was reversed immediately.
Right.
So none of this really makes much sense when you look at the real data.
Well, and, you know, I was watching, as you, I was watching the Asian markets. They're trading when we're not, we're closed down. And they were having fits over there. And that was bleeding over to the Dow futures here in this country. At one point, it was damn close to 900. And then, you know, I've been reading on this, and I forget, Gerald, I forget how many past presidencies, it didn't matter, Democrat or Republican, the markets got all skittish because, well, that's what markets do. And I'm looking at this, and I'm going, okay, so we have dips at every presidential election because they're not quite sure what the policies are going to be, how's it going to affect the banks, you know, how much money is the United States going to borrow, and there's all kinds of factors in there, the fear factor on Wall Street. But I saw the same thing that you did. And, you know, we've... We've got this problem. I mean, you know, the guy wants to create millions of jobs, and his approach to this I would consider practical in undoing all these trade treaties that absolutely were devastating to this country. Basically, I mean, I remember Mexico. We were paying companies to move to Mexico. And it's like we were being told by the politicians, oh, don't worry, there's millions of jobs going to be created down here and millions of jobs here due to NAFTA. Well, that didn't happen. I was watching Nigel Farage last night. He said Brexit in England, even though they're turning this over to the politicians for a vote now as how to implement it or not implement or implement parts of it, in the meantime, their economy's on the upswing because they've got this bureaucracy, this faceless, nameless bureaucracy setting rules and standards and absolutely obliterating the economy in Britain. So they cast that aside, and guess what? Even in the bankers, we closed the credit window to everybody. They're still adding jobs, and their economy is starting to grow. If Donald Trump can do one thing, and that's cancel these trade treaties, the TPP certainly would have gone through with Hillary Clinton and the gang, most assuredly. If he can renegotiate these NAFTA things with Canada, Deep Six, the TPP, and get an honest and fair, nobody is against fair trade. We're against what's been constructed as so-called free trade, Gerald.
I agree with you, but when he puts out numbers like 45% tariff on China, I mean, we have to look at the real world here. And again, the numbers are there, the devastation of NAFTA. Since 1997, 5.4 million jobs were lost in manufacturing. Some 90,000 factories closed across the country. Look at all of the places we have that are so devastated that used to be factory towns.
Right.
But what's happened is there are a lot of different fundamentals in place. So, for example, now you're buying parts from all over the world.
Right.
You're not manufacturing them here. And yeah, I agree with a renegotiation, but a 45% tariff, you're going to get back from China.
I think he said 35, Gerald. Wasn't the number 35?
Well, all right, let's say 35. Okay. I believed it was 45, but either one.
Okay.
Now you're hearing from China, okay, you're going to do that? You know that Boeing deal we just cut? We're going to buy Airbus. Oh, all those soybeans you're sending over here? We're not going to take them. So it's not that clear cut. However, I totally agree that the only future for our nation, as with any nation that has human and natural resources as we do, is a self-sustaining economy. Yes, products are going to cost more, but people are going to make more.
That's right.
What is the sense of having you know, products costing a lot less when you're not earning a living wage. And these are the facts. 51% of the people working full-time are earning $30,000 or less a year.
Gerald, I remember this Boeing thing, and I was watching it very closely. And yeah, we'll farm out the fuselage to this country and the wings to that country, and basically, this is what I said when I worked for General Motors back in the 80s, and I had a chance to talk to the plant manager. They were having a meeting, and there was about 4,500 of us all seated and watching this guy, Mr. Brown, explain the future of General Motors. And at the end of this, he asked, is there any questions? Well, evidently anybody seated there didn't even understand what the hell was going on. And I raised my hand and I stood and I said, well, Mr. Brown, I said, does this mean General Motors in the future are going to be building kit cars? So in other words, we've got parts made over here and parts made over there, and we'll bring them together and we'll just assemble them and then spit them out for sale. And he looked at me and he looked at me again and looked around the room. He said, any other questions? And when I watched Boeing do this, you know, this was, they didn't tell you the reasons why this Dreamliner, that their newest plane, was being held up. They were having problems that they couldn't deal with in-house because their engineers and the manufacturers weren't there. They were parted out to another country.
That's what I'm saying. You know, it's not that clear. That's exactly it.
Well,
so anyway, I'm glad that she's not in. I mean, there's no question about it. And as I said, these little liberals, you know, they're all crying, you know, the Nation, all these magazines, how terrible it is. Oh, you murderer didn't get in. It really makes you sad. And again, with the Clintons, it would have been more of the same, but worse. So I'm saying let's give it a shot.
Well, I mean, what do we have to lose? You know, because
exactly.
Well, Gerald, the media keeps dancing around this one as well. We got another debt bubble that's been building and building and building that's going to make 2008 look like a warm-up exercise. And now, where do you think that's going? Do you think that's going to hit Obama before he leaves office? No, that's going to be dumped directly on Trump's lap when he
gets what's going.
Yeah.
Here are the problems going on. Again, we're trying to analyze this the best we can. And, oh, by the way, you know, you get the Trends Journal, and we had said that Trump would be the winner in the Trends Journal.
Right.
Going back to the spring edition, and then in the summer edition, we said that although everyone's saying he's not going to, we say Trump is going to win the White House. Those are our words. So, you know, we call it right sometimes and always get it right. And on the economy, this is very difficult to understand, and we're doing our very best to put it into place. And here's what's going on, John. We just heard today from Janet Yellen, the Fed chair. It looks almost positive, 90% of the odds right now in the markets that they're going to raise rates in December. The dollar now is at a 13-year high. Currencies around the world are going, the yuan, the Chinese currency, is at an 8-year low. Emerging market stocks are tanking. The Turkish lira is at an all-time low. The Mexican peso, one after another, they're tanking under the belief that the dollar is going to get stronger. I'm mentioning this because you mentioned the debt bubble.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay off this debt. What did you borrow the debt in? Dollars. The value of the dollar is going up, and your currencies are getting weaker. That means you have to pay them back with more of your currencies that are getting weaker. They've had capital outflows out of China. Last month was about $45 billion, and they're trying to do everything. They can't keep trying to prop up the yuan, because they're losing their reserves.
That's right.
And the dollar keeps getting stronger. They don't want this money to leave their country. But it is. It's flooding out. And not only there. So there's a real, you know, we don't know where this is going. There's a real problem in understanding it. Because the stronger the dollar gets, and again, our exports go down because the dollar is stronger and you're paying more for American product.
Right.
And so this is a very, the markets shouldn't be going up the way they are based on the fundamentals.
Well, we can chalk it up to irrational exuberance.
But that's a good word. That's that's appropriate.
Yeah,
When the markets were looking at just the opposite to happen, because you know we do trends in the news broadcasts each weekday night, and we were following the markets would go up and down. They would go down when Hillary Clinton sunk in the polls. They would go up when she was up in the polls. And then the exact opposite happened, and the markets boomed.
Well,
7 days in a row they had it up.
For what I understand here, she was so damn cocky and cocksure she was going to get into the White House. They had fixed 5 states, and I guess minimally there were 3 million illegally cast votes, whether by illegals or dead people or whatever the case may be. And she actually thought that with the fix that they had in, that she was automatically going to get the presidency. And I knew there was major trouble the night of the election. At 3 o'clock in the morning, she decided not to come out and talk to her supporters, sent out her chief of staff to go do that, or the head of the campaign. Yes.
That little rat.
And I'm looking at this and I'm going, something is really wrong. Well, then subsequently we find out this woman, and this is coming from some of her aides that really don't like her, that have kind of leaked this under the table to the outlets that would pick it up. She went home, she got roaring drunk, had a bout with old Billy Boy, and she just absolutely lost it. Here was a woman that was telling people that you can't leave Donald Trump, you can't give him the codes for the nuclear weapons, you're not going to let that madman, the guy that doesn't know how to conduct himself. And this, my point about this is, this entire thing, this wonderful Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton deal, this was a Madison Avenue advertising agent's dream. How do we take a turd and buff it up and then sell it as something as valuable? And they did a wonderful job. The medias were in her camp. Everybody was there. The James Comey thing, you saw, Gerald, how that was derailed back to the, well, it was classified, this, that, and the other. No, there was information in there about the Clinton Foundation. That was evidence that could have put her in prison. And now we get crooked Hillary that looks like she's going to get a free pass here. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, wait a minute. Drain the swamp? How the hell? Gerald, you've seen these cases before. A judge will look at a defendant and go, this is heinous and this is bad. I'm going to make an example out of you. And they'll give you the maximum sentence. In this one, there's no example to be set. There, and I think this Clinton Foundation goes so deep in Washington, D.C., both in present but past, federal employees and Congress critters and senators and you name it, that they don't dare do a full investigation on the Clinton Foundation, because there might just be a constitutional crisis that they were alluding to, but it sure as hell wasn't about, well, was there a C on this document? You know, or was it, come on, Gerald, this is what put Trump in there. He said he's going to drain the swamp, he's going to jail Hillary, he was going to get the jobs back in the United States because all these trade treaties are bad. Okay, all of that. But here we sit with at least, according to Ron Paul, what he told me, $150 trillion in debts and obligations, the United States government. We don't have the credit window open. Next month, well, they might open up the credit window a little bit, but what exactly is that going to accomplish? These guys have been doing business with each other on a zero or negative interest rates, and if I were Donald Trump, the first thing that I would do when I hit that Oval Office, which I understand is not going to be ready for another year. I think Obama saw to that with redoing the Oval Office or some such nonsense. But, Gerald, you look at this thing and you go, you know what? This isn't just about getting past all this to deal with the problems. We're talking about who caused the problems in this incestuous BS government and all the shenanigans that have been going on for a number of years. I'm looking at this and I'm going, holy crap, man. What do we need to do to get a straight and honest government? Nobody goes to jail. They did an 08 over the banking deal. And evidently, nobody's going down over this.
It's because it's a neo-feudal society. And when you look at the numbers, 1% since 2009 got 95% of all the wealth. So you have different laws for we the little people and the political nobility and the financial elite. And that's what it is. It's neo-feudalism. Going back to some of the things you said, I believe this is the first time you and I aren't kids that a person running for president did not have the courage to go before the people waiting for her for hours to thank them for being there and for expressing the sorrow of the loss. I hear what the reports are. I don't believe. I don't know. So these, to me, this is, you know, this could be real or not. My belief is she had a nervous breakdown.
I think she did.
I mean, I really do. I think she went hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
I think she broke down. This is unprecedented. And that little weasel of a man, that Podesta, coming out, you heard it, you watched it,
yep.
I did too.
Go home, get some sleep.
He goes, now listen to me. Listen to me? Who the hell are you talking to me like this?
Yeah.
Listen to me. You know, we're still counting the votes. Everybody go home, get a good night's sleep. We'll get back to... What am I, 6 years old? Who are you talking to over here? That, by the way, you know who was not thanked for this election is Julian Assange.
Bingo. I'm glad you mentioned it, Gerald, because without WikiLeaks and all this stuff coming forward... And
she would have won.
She would have won. They didn't acknowledge it. I mean, Julian Assange, he said that this isn't political. He said, if I had the dirt on Donald Trump, he said, I would have put it in there. He said, we don't make this stuff and put it out like it's been given to us. We don't generate it. We're getting this from other sources, and we're posting it. You're right. Julian Assange said the night before the election that he said that they weren't going to let Trump in there. Well, here he is. And I'm watching the medias, and I'm watching. Gerald, we have not. You and I have been around the block a few times. Our odometer's turned over a few times. We're used, but we're not used up. We know what's going on. For the first time in our lives, we have seen something we have never seen before in this country. And they kept talking about the least favored candidates that have ever run for the presidential office. No, what the case is here is the remnants of the people in this country recognizing what communism, progressivism, socialism is, and they took a stand against it. It could have been Bernie Sanders, it could have been Hillary Clinton, or it could have been Zazu, the magic man. Who cares? They have never called these things what it is, socialism and or communism. You look at the 10
points. I call it fascism. That's what I look at it.
Well,
the merger of state and corporate powers, when you look at her ties to Goldman Sachs gang, all the money that she got from all of these corporations and foreign countries, I wouldn't call it socialism.
Well, but if we have this mix of fascism, socialism. Look, read the 10 points.
They just do anything they want, and they'll do anything they want to get their money.
Exactly.
But going back to the bigger picture of this, it's also the big loss was also Obama's for him campaigning around the country.
Yeah.
and losing. This is he kept saying, you know, my legacy is what legacy? A legacy of lies, a traitor to the nation. But anyway, he lost too. Hollywood lost. They had a $1 billion bust at the box office with Hillary Clinton. They all backed her from Katzenberg and Spielberg and this Berg and that Berg. It was an iceberg that really happened there, and she sunk. They hit it. And then you look at all those rappers with their nasty, arrogant, disgusting language.
Yes, the cream of American society. Yes, all the stuff that I want to I'm just connected to, and I want my children to practice as well. Yeah. Yeah.
So all of that, they all lost. And you know who else lost? Silicon Valley. They lost too. So the important thing of this is what I wanted to mention. This is more than just a populist movement. It's an anti-everything movement. People are disgusted with all of it. They put out the best names that they had, and they couldn't pull it off. They campaigned nonstop, and they couldn't pull it off. They spent almost $1 billion, and they couldn't pull it off. It's time for something new. Trump is not the messenger. It's the message.
Right.
He just had the wherewithal to make it happen. If we had somebody, a real statesman in there, that didn't keep putting his foot in his mouth, could you imagine how far this thing would have really gone?
Well, maybe that's the prelude, because if we take a look at who Donald Trump is, he's Ronald Reagan upset in 1980. Ronald Reagan was a Democrat, then decided to switch the Republican Party. He was not necessarily a hardliner on all the conservative issues, but the guy was an actor. He got in the White House, he played his part, and everybody was happy. I look at Donald Trump as just you said, Gerald Celente, and that was pretty astute. I look at this as we're going to have Trump. I don't think we're going to have him for 8 years. We'll have him for 4 years. But I think this might signal, and there's already movement going on in the Congress and the Senate as well. I think what's going to happen here is we are going to start swinging back to the right, and hopefully on a constitutional and a republic basis, not this socialistic democracy idea that has been pounded into our heads. We already have the documents. We have the law. And by the way, as I read my Constitution about the weights and measures and Congress setting the value thereof, they were talking about silver. We've had an illegal and unconstitutional money system, the middlemen, gaining out of producing nothing. And we've had that for more than 100 years, choking the life out of this country. So there are fundamentals that must be done in this country, Gerald, to even have a chance of rebuilding this. Because if we got $150 trillion in debt, or $100 trillion or $200 trillion, whatever the hell the number is, How are you going to repay debt with more debt money?
That's not going to bring him down. It didn't bring any of the other ones down before him. We're saying that Trump is going to have 2 years to do whatever he wants. There is no Congress. There is no House. There's no Senate. It's Trump. He ran against the party system. Many of them didn't support him. He's in full control. The next 2 years are 2 years of Trump. Whether people like it or not, he will be in full control.
We'll see.
As we see it.
Yeah. We're talking Donald Trump, and where we're seeing the absolute revulsion against his presidency is the people in the deep state, the power behind the throne.
Again, it's the hypocrites who talk about hating one thing, and then they support somebody who's a murderer like Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, but she was a female. Yeah, I mean,
right. I forgot. Yeah, and Obama was black. I forgot.
Well, yeah. And
so was Eric Holder. And so was, what's his name? Colin Powell.
Yeah.
The little lying SOB that sold us the Iraq War. As I keep saying, I tell everybody, I don't want to hear about race, creed, color, gender. Greatness and slime come in all of them. So save it for yourself, everyone.
All right, Gerald, thank you so much. We'll see you again next month. I wished we could do this more often, or at least have a little bit more time.
Well, let's try.
All right.
Okay.
We will do that,
sir. Thanks
for
all you do.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'll take your calls next hour. I'll take this one, though, Gaither in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Gaither. I'm sorry, by the way.
Hello.
Yeah, when I have Gerald Celente on, I only get him for a half hour. And since I've moved my time slot, I can only put him on in the first hour at the top of the hour, and then I got to skip the commercial breaks in order to have a little time to talk with him. And I don't, and unless he agrees to come on the air and spend, say, a full hour with us, we won't take calls.
Well, Gaither's online, right?
I'm sorry, say again?
Gaither, what I want to talk to you about is your optimism is great. I feel better. But you know what? Until America pays back what we've done, we have destroyed the Middle East. We have destroyed all of Central America. Until we pay back what we've done, you guys don't understand. We're responsible for this. Whether the government did it or not, our public, we are. Us as a people are responsible for this.
Well, Gaither... Yeah, I was just going to say that's why it should have never started. And for 15 years, we've been saying put a damned end to it. Put an end to it. We were in there for no credible reason whatsoever. How many millions we've killed, the body count still hasn't been tabulated, but there's at least 1.5 million, maybe 2 million in Iraq alone. We're talking people here.
What are we going to do? Are we going to just say, oh, we got Trump, now everything's fine?
No, I don't think anybody. I don't think anybody's suggesting that. But what I do look for Trump to do is wind this stuff down in the Middle East.
You know, I really hope that you're right. But I, you know what? I karmic law. I do believe that we're going to have to go all the way to the bottom, like junkies, and then work our way back up. Well, I don't believe that there's this mid fix deal. I really don't believe that.
Okay. Well, Gaither, and again. And Gerald, he said this. He said, you know what? Trump is going to be in pretty much control. So whatever he's setting up now and whatever tact that he takes, he's going to have a pretty clear range of field here for the next couple of years. And if he does half of what he said he was going to do in the next 4 years, then that gives us some hope. But I only look at Trump. I only look at Gaither.
What do you believe?
What do you mean, what do I believe? I'm trying to explain to you, Gaither. What do I believe?
By love? We going to believe that everything's going to be fixed?
No. Gaither, no. Do you listen to this program on a regular basis?
Every day.
Okay, well, then you already knew the answer to that question, so that was rhetorical. No, not everything's going to... Excuse me, Gaither, please, let me respond. Okay? I have said... I don't look for everything to be fixed. It has taken us many years to get in this position. But there are primary and fundamental things that this guy can do to set us on the right track. We've got a third of this population in this country right now that's unemployed. Now,
exactly. I'd say more than that. I live in Duncan, Oklahoma, and I know the teenage people here have no jobs. None.
Right.
I have five boys, which I'm thank God they're over 25. You know what I mean? They're of the age where they can. But my grandchildren, they have. There's nothing. There is absolutely nothing. I'm inventing work for them. I've cut wood. You know what I mean? I'm inventing jobs that we used to have. To give them money.
Well, I understand. But Gaither, what is at the bottom of this problem is we're dealing with the middlemen. We're dealing with the international banksters. We're dealing with the people that charge you a fee for using what they call money, and it's not money at all. You got to have a sound and fair value for exchange of labor, services, and goods. And that's the one thing we don't have. And no fiat currency on this planet has lasted more than 100 years because it self implodes. It dilutes itself and destroys itself.
But why are we, I know we're all intelligent and know this, but why is our colleges and that teaching, like I said, half my children are low-tech people. The other half are college people.
Right.
They do not get along at all.
Well,
College people believe that there's this great thing going to happen. My working people see it's not going to happen.
Well, that's because the working people are the practical people. These guys are living in sandcastles that are building in the sky. And your idea about colleges will take it one step further. It's these socialized, communized profs that are in there with the students paying way too much money for the education that they're receiving. And this is where it started. It started at university. It gave them time to work their way all the way down through the school system, all the way down to preschool, for God's sakes. What this was, when I was talking to Gerald, this is a rejection. He sticks with fascism, communism, but socialism is the world model going into the future. And this is what people were rebelling about. Whether they recognized it and put it in those words, they were rebelling against it. Also rebelling against the fact that a third of the country is out of work. We're in debt. Nothing's gotten any better whatsoever. And we know all of these things. But there are certain fundamental things that must be done to straighten this country out so we have a future. It's all right here. It isn't like we have to do anything. We don't have to build, you know, something to make this work. It's within the body of our Constitution and our law. The only thing these asshats have to do is get the rule book out. That's all that they've got to do.
I want to say one thing. I've always believed that my grandfather told me this, and he said, we need to quit pledging allegiance to the flag and pledge allegiance to the Constitution, because that is what is truly the flag.
I understand.
And we have never, ever taught our children that being a constitutionalist, being that of what our fathers taught us, was important.
Well,
because we always thought about...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
This was the mention of Hillary Clinton calling these people that support Trump the deplorables. In that were the people that recognized the Constitution. In there, it recognized that we have had government up our wazoo sideways for all of these years, and they have done nothing to keep us safe or secure. We're more insecure and less safe and less rich, less fluid than we have ever been in our country's history.
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know as well as I do, 20 years ago, you felt free. You walked with a 22 down the road.
No, I didn't.
I lived in the woods in Northern California, and we didn't even know what the government was. We literally didn't know. Because they didn't come, they didn't mess with us, they didn't talk to us, they didn't deal with us. We were country people. But now, it's completely different.
I understand. Hey, I've got to run, Gaither.
All right. You have a good night. Later.
Okay. All right. Take care of yourself. You know, next hour I'm going to get into some of the reasons why we have some of these problems in this country. And I'll be going into the National Lawyers Guild. Now, what you didn't hear out of the hearings, the Let's Find a Communist hearings of the 50s, you never heard this. Oh, it was just a witch hunt. It was this. It was that. They went after Hollywood, people that were actual members of the Communist Party, USA. Well, that didn't matter. It all mattered. Because once you trade in your government for a specific ideology that goes against the tenets of your Constitution, you're going to have problems. Well, the National Lawyers Guild is not mentioned that much anymore. What is mentioned is the ACLU, which is the very same group of people. And I'll get into that next hour. There was profound wisdom in this country, folks, at one time. That missing 13th Amendment has been found. It has been researched. It has been put out in public. Then mysteriously, after we had, the makeover, the federalization of the United States after the Civil War, 1867-68, 14th Amendment, and there we go. The founders had wisdom. The original 13th Amendment said if you're a lawyer, you can't get in government. You can't hold a public office. Shame on you, and woe is to us if that happens. Well, it has happened. It has happened in spades. And it is not an accident that they prepare these bills, and even the politicians, that it's their job and their duty to read a bill before they cast a vote on it. They didn't have to. They were told, don't read it. It's just a bunch of legalese. Even though you yourself might be a lawyer, that was a reason for you not to read it. Thousands of pages long, filled with all kinds of legalese and built-in loopholes and everything else. Nothing is straightforward anymore. When you do a bill in Washington, D.C., this person wants to attach this amendment to it, and, they want to do this, and they want to do that. Well, why is that done? We're given the excuse, it's for expediency. You know, all these things have got to be done. You know, we just roll it into one bill, so, we can dispatch this quickly and get on with more government business. No, exactly the opposite should be true. But they pour over a bill on a single issue. Number one on your checklist should be, is this constitutional or is it not? That should be the first stop, but it never is. But to slow these people down is the game, is the name of the game. Now, you know what it's like to go out there and battle lawyers, folks. Holy mackerel. You know, you want to talk about water being dry and the sun rising in the west and setting in the east? Get a good lawyer. He'll convince a bunch of people that, in fact, that's the case. Rob in Chicago. Hello, Rob.
I agree with you, sir. The, you know, Gaither's looking at why is things happening the way they are now, but you and I know 50 years of programming in the school systems and everything. I mean, I'm looking at my children. My daughter's been in a college, just a local community college, for probably a year and, what, 3 months or something, 4 months maybe. And she's done. She's already believes that the professors know more than this jerk bag that would be known as your father. You know, there's no way that you absolutely know because you're not a professor. Oh, okay, okay. So, yeah, my 50 years of experience doesn't account for anything. And the sick part is, you know, everybody says you can't fix this thing, John. You know, all we have to do is, and I call it stupid simple, but, you know, it would cause mass panic, but it sure would fix things pretty quick. You know, Trump gets enough of the strongmen behind him, and he repudiates, he eliminates the Federal Reserve, you know, by auditing them or just by striking it down, I mean, period, because you repudiate the debt. Guess how fast we're solvent? Pretty damn quick.
Yep.
And these people don't have the... You can't do that. Why? Because we're going to upset how things are now?
That's
exactly... Oh, yeah, like they're working so well.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And here again, it's the gigantic thing. Any more than they won't talk about communism / socialism in the media, they're certainly not going to talk about the banks, are they? No, that's the golden calf, man. That's, you know... That's what we worship.
Well, those are the bastards writing the laws. So, you know, I mean, you know, I won't say it on air, John, but you know my theory of the Atlantic Ocean beach, it'd be a real good day with 90% of them there. You know, and perhaps somewhere along the way, there's going to be no way using an Obamaism, a fundamentally change our country back to the way that it fundamentally was supposed to be, it's going to be exponentially painful for these libtards that are out there who have had 50 years of programming to get them to where they're at. Half of them people, they'd rather commit suicide than change. You know, cry himself to death. But you know what? It'd be a horrible loss. I don't know. You know, it's just...
Look. Rob, all I know is this. All things of any worth come from the earth. We dig them up. We refine them. We add stuff. We mold it. We manufacture it. We make stuff. Okay? The only thing that is missing, we have the labor. We've got the demand. We don't have the jobs anymore because that little thing, but that's okay. That's all right because industry needed to be rebuilt in this country anyhow, and this time that we can do it in an eco-friendly way, okay? Well, you know, we can do our part for the environment and all of this horse stuff, but my point here is the only thing that is missing on the revival. And if you want to talk, we've been dealing with these asshats for almost a half of this country's age. If we get an honest money back in with all the aforementioned things, we can make this country bigger, badder, and better than it ever was before. And doing it with a lot less. In other words, a lot less law, rules, regulations, policies, funny money, the asshats that love to deal with these people. Go back to rudimentary and fundamental things. Turn that loose and watch and see what is built.
Well, yes, because remember how solvent this nation was when it did not and was not so colluded and corrupted by all these, by this illegal money system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm tired of talking about the one percenters or the elite that they refer to as in this country that get paid tons of money being CEOs of corporations. Look, in a fair and even fight, this country has the ability to stabilize itself, keep this stuff in check, that we're not dealing with an overlord for a government or the people that are funding them to make their decisions by way of their corporate logo. We've got a chance in this country, folks, and we can't screw it up. Rob, I got to run.
It's going to take a lot of work.
Yeah, well, you know what? What else are we doing? We got plenty of time.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. Best thing I ever got in my... It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Call now, 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Lark in Texas. Hello, Lark.
Hey there, John.
Hey.
Well, you know, I couldn't help but prick my ears up there when you were speaking with Gerald and you calling it socialism/communism and Gerald was calling it fascism. You may recall I sent out a couple of emails recently. One was called Communitarianism, First Things First. And the second was entitled Lark on Communitarianism. And I'm not trying to ballyhoo anything that I wrote, but the truth is that the reality is today that people do not realize that they may or may not be part of the problem. And because we have to look at the system as a as rather much like a perpetual motion machine, you see, and what we're heading towards is and what we're in is an is a time of actual technological slavery. To define our terms, a technology is a tool. What is currency? What is credit? What is money? What is language? And what is it about our love affair with our machines today? And so, I mean, it would be really interesting sometime if you would even mention the word when you have someone like Gerald who has quite a reach, quite an audience, and at least bring up the word in my email blast of recent entitled Lark on Communitarianism. I quote Alexander Solzhenitsyn, but it's an abridged quote. The first step of the courageous individual is not to take part in the lie, but I changed it to the word we, capital W-E. Second sentence, one word of truth outweighs the world. And then I include a link that anybody can read to a novel. You can get a summary of it at, for example, Wikipedia. The novel, the entry at Wikipedia is entitled We, W-E. In parentheses, the novel. And then I would recommend the listeners look to a movie that was done by Fritz Lang. You can watch on YouTube for free. You know, try to watch the original version. And it's called Metropolis.
Yeah, I remember it.
But yeah, what we have today is a combination. We have a combining of corporatism, or fascism, if you will, with communism and British mercantilism, which is really just free trade. And let's not forget, at the founding of our country, the slave trade was quite quite a trade around the world. And who controlled the seas at the time of the founding of this country and the settling of this country?
The sun never sat on it.
Yes. But there you have it. And so, I mean, I would appreciate mentioning the word communitarianism, because if you go into any search engine, what is communitarianism?
Lark, I only had a half hour with a guy. I wanted to drop communitarianism on him and try to explain what it is.
I know.
Yeah. I have a little story to tell folks in the next hour as well. And it concerns the guy that I wanted to put on the network, and I discovered the reasons why I couldn't, Rod Eccles. Bright guy, a lot of energy, he knows what he knows, but he won't get past that point. Lark, I thank you very much, my friend.
You betcha.
All righty, sir. Fred, I'll take your call, and then I want to get into some meat here. Been gone for a couple of days. By the way, I was off Tuesday because I screwed up my neck and I couldn't even walk. Then yesterday, Mikey decided to break his leg.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.